I am going to draw while you guys ask questions if you like. I have some questions that were garnered over the past week or so. But first, Allie, why don't you tell them what I'm drawing for you?
Okay, I'm going to be a schoolgirl at a sitting at a school desk, with my shirt open and my big tits out on the desk, and my mouth will be open, and you probably maybe can see up my skirt a little bit if Bucky Cheese feels like drawing that. Why wouldn't he? And then there's going to be a bunch of guys around ready for me to give them a BJ and maybe some. Like cheeky cum dripping out of my mouth onto my tits.
Right. That was great. I loved every second of
Yay.
that. Just so you're clear, I'm not joking. Like
No, I
I
know.
genuinely liked every single second of that.
Yeah, I'm great.
You are great. Jono says, "Can't promise the degenerates will behave themselves." That's fine. I didn't expect the de like that's not why we're here. Like if I wanted you guys to be
Behavior.
yeah, if I wanted behavior, I wouldn't be doing this. Like we would be on Twitch or something like that. Like that we wouldn't be here on like Porn Art Stream Central doing this. So I gathered a school desk reference earlier so that this is a little bit easier so I can just get started. Well, when I do talk, I talk about what I'm drawing, but we don't need that anymore. So I will get the questions out, and yes, that's true. I do want behavior, just, not behaved behavior. It's tough to juggle like the questions and the art at the same time. Once I get going here, it'll be fine, but I have to make sure like my references are up. I can see the questions and I can see the chat. It's no small feat, guys.
Look, you rough out that chair.
Wait, what?
Said, I'm impressed. Look how you rough out that chair. The desk, whatever. You're doing it.
I am doing it.
I don't normally watch you draw.
That's true. So a lot of like I think a lot of people assume that you see everything that I do, but that is
No, I
really
think
not the case.
I probably see little bits and pieces of finished project or finished products.
Well, I show you stuff.
Oh, yeah, but not everything, right? I mean, I just assume there's more.
Oh, yeah, there's so much.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll show you things if I think that you'll be interested or you'll be particularly impressed with it or something like that. Like I showed you the animation from the other day.
Yes, super cute. Oh, the wrestling is on now. It's fine, I'm gonna
It's
watch it
been
later.
on.
I know.
Okay, so yeah, that's something I guess we could talk about for 2 seconds. We watch wrestling sometimes, not as
Yeah.
much as we used to. If it wasn't for the fact that I wanted to do this weekend, we might have been watching WrestleMania. But whatever. It'll just be recorded on the Peacock, and we'll just watch it there tomorrow. Or
Yep.
I'm realizing I'm already closing your legs, and that's not fun. What's fun about that? Nothing.
Drawing.
Drawing's fun, yes, but like, you should at least get to see your panties or something. Oh, okay. Well, we'll take the first question from the chat, and like I said, I got banked ones that I'll bring up later. But can you see Pony Tony's
Oh,
question?
okay.
Pony
Yep.
Tony?
Sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, you want me to tell them, right?
Yeah, tell them.
Okay.
It's
All
okay
right.
with me. Like, they all know what I'm into.
Okay.
They all know. Like, it's not a
Okay.
secret.
Okay. Well, I guess I really like it when we play daddy-daughter games.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't have much else to add to that, but yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm having a great time participating in it, so does that make me a creep too? I'm fine with that. So
I don't know. I feel like girls just get the default into perverts. Like
Okay,
they're not necessarily creeps, but oh man, they can be perverts.
well, I guess call me a pervert then.
All right, pervert.
All right. Yes, Daddy. I also just, like it when we get a little bit rough, a little slappy, a little hair pulling, stuff like that is,
Yes.
always fun.
I mean, we definitely, play non-consensual games as well.
Oh yeah, yes, definitely.
Sometimes in conjunction with the daddy-daughter stuff, but sometimes not. It is fun. Pony Tony says CNC is fun. Do
Oh,
you
I could see that. Yeah,
Okay.
and he's right. Or they're right. I don't want to assume. I just assume you're all dudes. Sorry.
There's only two or three people that I know for sure are female, and I don't think they're here right now. And I don't think Grem is actually on either. He's a guy that probably, of all
Yeah,
the,
I know who that
you know
is.
who he is.
Yeah.
Of all you guys that I talked to, I probably talked to him the most and talked to more things. I'm not sure how to say it. I talked to things about with him that aren't related to like art or my character.
Actually, I don't, and I'm ashamed to admit that I should crawl underneath there more often, but I'm a sleepy bitch, so normally I go to bed way before he's done working, especially when he's streaming. So,
Yes, that's true. Unfortunately, she has not crawled underneath the desk yet. I'm not saying that won't happen. Maybe it will. It won't happen tonight, sadly. And I don't know how much fun that would be for you guys, because you wouldn't be able to hear her doing anything.
well, you could at least tell them.
I could.
All right, well, I'll try to remember that for the future.
Yes, it will probably be in a little bit of the far future, but I'll let you guys know when it happens. Trust me, I won't keep that a secret.
It's definitely Molly is my favorite.
She's the one you see the most.
Yes, she's the one I see the most, and also I just like the shape of her.
Well, right. She's the one that, body shape wise is probably closest to you, what you look
Yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm like ruining this. I'm having too much fun talking and like not concentrating on what I'm doing.
Tisk. I believe in you.
Yeah, you probably would see my line art go shaky, or it would be like this, where I'm like not actually doing a good job drawing,
Just making lines.
just making like just like the. It's like, guys, I'm drawing, right?
I'm impressed. The way you're drawing this is like exactly the way I was envisioning it in like a three-quarter turn,
Oh,
so
okay.
that's pretty cool.
Well, I luckily found a reference that was like pretty close to what how I wanted you to sit and stuff. So I'm not sure what to do with your hands though.
Oh, right.
Well, you can always be grabbing a dick.
Yeah, let me try to think. What would I do?
Be really
I
nervous.
feel like me? No, I'm just trying to think of what I would do with my hands if I were in this
Oh.
situation.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I think it would probably be like gripping my boobs or something, or like holding them up, or I don't know. But you don't have to draw that because you're already doing other stuff with them.
Well, you wanted them
Oh,
out on the desk.
yes, I know. But I'd be, like, I don't know, smush them together or something.
No, you go. You go.
Yes, I see I have a question. So, yes, I do a lot of art. I am like an arts and crafts maniac. So like it's I don't think I don't typically do anything that turns out very sexy, but I do a lot of art. Oh yeah, nipple pull, there you go. So like I knit and crochet and I just draw. I like to draw weird goldfish and mermaids.
And robots, fucking dinosaurs.
Robots. Well, it's been a minute. But I could do one of those for your friends if they want to see one.
They're not sexy guys. They're just what I just described. It's a robot fucking a dinosaur, like the unsexiest like 1950s sci-fi robot fucking like just a dinosaur. They're hilarious, but they're not sexy. I have questions that Graham submitted. I'm gonna try my best to wait for him to get back because he is picking up his wife right now.
Okay.
I do believe. So we'll
Yeah.
try and hang in there for him.
Okay.
I don't know how long you'll be able to take this.
Well, I'm hanging in for now.
Okay.
I could stay till,
Until you have to get,
probably.
until you have to tap out.
Yeah, probably, 9:30 or 10 max.
Okay.
So we'll see. I like funny stuff. A lot of the times if I'm setting out to make something, I do think, what would be hilarious?
Yes. I'm going to pop open the questions. So there's a good chance I won't finish this before you get off. In fact, even
Fine, you
if
can
you.
show it to me tomorrow. I'll be
I know.
excited
Well, I'm
to see it.
just letting everyone else know that there is a
Okay.
good chance that I won't finish this before you get off. In fact, I probably won't because an hour is probably not enough time.
That's pretty short, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pull up one of the many banked questions. There's a lot, and I didn't organize them because I have no foresight. Okay. Here's an easy one. And we all probably know the answer to it, but it's, I don't know. It's still fun to talk about. Friendful from my website asked, "Were you flattered when your husband asked to draw a pornographic picture of you?"
I don't know why I was surprised, but I was really surprised. And it took me a second to actually think about it. Because I guess, yeah, honestly, my gut reaction was like, no. But, why? That's dumb.
Right.
So,
It is
yeah,
dumb.
actually. So, yes, I was flattered. Pretty excited to see it, honestly. I still like it when when they pop up now and then.
People
Yes,
still
I
ask,
was.
or I just draw it sometimes too. Okay. This is another one from my website, and I think this will be fun.
Okay.
This, I think you're gonna like this. All right.
Woo.
So Kuro Dante also from asked posted this question on my website on the Ask Molly blog, whatever. He asked, "What would Allie do if she was tasked to ride the biggest dick?" Was this? The English here is a little rough. Let me rephrase the question. What would Allie do if she was tasked with riding a giant, like one of like a giant dick, like from like a famous porn star, like one of those crazy sized penises?
Ew, I don't know because generally, I think across the board, male porn stars are so gross. Like, I don't know, you guys probably don't know, or maybe I don't know if they know, but I've seen a lot of fucking porn, like an unbelievable amount of porn, and I don't think I've ever looked at a straight, like male female porn scene and thought like, that guy's pretty cute, or anything even remotely like that. So what I mean, what's my reward? Because if my reward is just that I get to take this horrible giant dick, I don't want it. So I would simply say no, thank you.
I just sent, if you look at your Discord, I sent you
Oh.
the picture. Like, the guy that he referenced was Julio Gomez,
Let me see this.
which I don't think.
Ah, that's what that guy looked like in my drawing class. And no, there would have to be like a serious reward for me other than this, 'cause that looks like a punishment for everyone involved.
Even for him?
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably a dick like that, I would wonder like could it actually get hard? Like
Well, he's in porn, so.
I guess, I don't know, 'cause I've heard a lot of like reports of people like with giant dicks that they're kind of spongy.
Right, because there can't, like, possibly be enough
Right, because you don't have enough
fluid.
blood in your body. So, no, Ron Jeremy's a nightmare. I did get my picture taken with him at a party one time, though.
Oh, yeah. He was more excited to see you than he was to see me.
And he was not really excited to see me.
No, he really wasn't excited to see anyone that evening.
No. I don't know if there's any specific kinks that I haven't gotten to try out yet, but I've always kind of wanted to try one of those rabbit vibrators. I know they're like old And there's really no reason I couldn't have gotten one other than I just haven't gotten around to buying it.
What's the difference between that and like a normal one? Or
It's like it's got like the rabbit ears thing is that it's like it's almost two like little fingers that sort of wiggle.
Oh, okay.
So I just remember hearing about that and thinking it sounded pretty cool. But also that was like
I vaguely remember
it
you
was like
talking
20
about
years
that.
ago.
No, I remember you talking about
No,
this before, so it
sure, I
couldn't have
know.
been 20 years ago.
No, it's that's like when they came out, I think. They're, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, but I'd still be interested to try one. I also think I don't know if it would actually feel all that interesting, but I think glass dildos are cool looking. I don't know if I actually want one.
I didn't even know that a glass dildo was a thing, but I mean, I'm not surprised.
I saw them at work.
You did?
Yeah, in movies.
Oh, glass dildos? All right.
Yeah.
I never saw them, but I wasn't
Oh.
editing for that long, so.
Editing and then also doing the scheduling. I had to watch a lot of stuff, so.
Right, yeah, I know you did the QC and stuff.
Yeah. There we go. Oh, somebody sent a link. Let me look
Nicholas.
at it.
Nolden, he's a bro.
Yes.
He's a total
Yeah.
knucklehead. All right, well, there you go.
All right. Oh gosh,
Thanks,
they're not
Nolden. Thanks,
expensive
Nolden. Thanks for
anymore.
making it happen for us.
Yeah, they used to be really expensive, which is definitely part of the reason I never bought one. But these are all very affordable. All right, cool. Maybe get pick one of those out later. If I get one, he can let you guys know which one we get.
Yes, I will let you know. So I'm having fun so far. Oh, okay. So I'm running two chats right now. I'm streaming at two places. Don't worry about it if you don't know where the other one is. One of on the other on the chat that you're not looking at, Allie, they were asking where do we work? And well, it's where we used to work.
Yeah. Well,
But yeah,
so
go ahead and tell them.
should I tell them the website or just what we do? Or does it even exist anymore?
It exists. It still exists in there.
Well, I'll just tell you guys what we did. So we both worked at a company that was sort of like a porn middleman website. So our company didn't make any of the porn. We didn't produce anything. You know, we would buy it from I mean, everybody from like the biggest companies to like gross little gremlins making their own little homemade stuff in their basements. So,
Gross little gremlins.
yeah,
I
you
mean, you're
know,
not wrong.
what was it? What did we call it? Like smut middleman, smut peddler.
Yes, that
Yes.
is definitely what we were. Yes, we were in
So,
distribution.
yeah.
The site was a lot bigger before the emergence of Pornhub and stuff like that. So they did gangbusters. They did really well between like 2005 to 2010, 2011, and then things started to change because I think that's around when Pornhub started.
We both worked there for a long time, so we had a lot of different. I had like so many different jobs in the company. So it was interesting because, like, before I worked there, I never really consumed porn. I still don't really. Like, I had never really even seen any. So it was pretty wild to just get thrown into that and like just see the huge variety of stuff that was out there and not just stuff that was out there, but stuff that people actually were getting off to. Like, sometimes the things that would come across your desk would just like blow your hair back a little bit.
Like, why this?
Yeah. Like, one of the first.
It wouldn't necessarily like gross you out. You would just be like,
No. It's like,
what?
why? Or, like, a super wild one that I'll never forget is I had only been working there for a couple weeks, and I got this movie that was. It was German, surprise. And. It was a
Listen,
woman.
don't. That's racist.
it? Is it when you're talking about porn? Yeah, oh, this is so close, actually. You're saying 10-pound salami, but this was this movie. There was a dominatrix and her sub. There was this man, and she was just putting increasingly improbably large things up his butt. And then, like, there was like a traffic cone, and then eventually. There was a scene where he was in a bathroom and she pulled from his body, and you actually saw this happening. So it wasn't like a trick. this was inside of him, a baby doll wrapped in like 8 layers of saran wrap, and he birthed it from his ass.
Oh yeah. Okay, I remember
Yeah.
that one now.
Yeah. Well, I guess I was like 25. No, probably maybe a little younger than that. But like, I don't know. I just stared at it.
Yeah,
Like,
you were
what
between
is
25
happening?
and 26 at the
No,
time.
I was young. I was younger than that because it was
Was it?
before we got married. Yeah, so I was probably more like 23, 24.
But you worked at the bank first for so
Yeah.
long. All
Yeah, but it
right.
was still, trust me, I was less than
All right,
25.
all right. I believe you.
Anyway,
I believe you.
yeah, so that's just the stuff that was it was just a day at work.
It
It
sure
was
was.
crazy. And then you get desensitized to it really fast though. Like most of it is just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then occasionally you would see something like that though, that is just that would get and you'd pass it around to everybody and like
Yes.
come check this out. Look at this. Look at oh, go to 27 sec. Go to 27 minutes and 8 seconds at this movie. You got to see what happens. Like, or if something really gross came in, you could hear, like, you wouldn't necessarily know what it is, but a few cubes away, you'd hear someone go, "Ah!"
Yeah.
And then you'd hear as other people got emails about it, and then eventually you'd get it too.
Yes, you certainly would get it.
It was interesting. It was an interesting job. I'm not sorry I don't work there anymore.
Yeah, that it was Tuesday at work. That's 100% how it was. So actually, somebody asked, I know, so this kind of relates to that. Bubba Claw, he's a regular guy. I don't think he's a regular guy. He's a guy that is like one of the regular customers, I guess. I don't know. One of the
Right.
regular fans, a guy that I see a lot shows up often.
Sure.
He asked, motherfucker. He didn't ask that. I lost the tab. He asked, how did we meet and what did I do to get you interested in me?
Oh.
So, like, just for a preference, like, we didn't meet at work. I got her that job there. I worked at that
Yes.
place first. So, that's not how we met.
We met in college, and what he did to get me interested was be pretty cute looking. And I remember the first time I saw him, he was wearing a shredder, like a Ninja Turtle shredder ringer t-shirt,
Yeah, I sure
and
was.
his hair was bleached and dyed red. And I was like, damn, that is a cute guy.
That's right. For 2004, that was
Yeah.
the look.
We had a class together, but I pretty much never spoke to him because I was really shy, and I had this other lame boyfriend at the time. Like over the summer, I just kept thinking, like, oh, that guy was so cute. And then at the
We
beginning,
talked once in that class, I
yes,
remember. We
yeah,
talked
we
about
did. It was
Batman the
about Batman.
animals. That's the only time we really talked. I
Yeah.
also shouted a lot during, like, we were in an art class together and she was doing a presentation for something. Like, you were showing your storyboards or something. I
Yeah.
remember, like, shouting a lot during it, like, making suggestions. I'm not sure
Oh, I
if
don't
you.
remember that. That's
Oh,
funny.
okay. You must not have appreciated it then because.
I was probably just mortified to be standing up in front of the class.
Yes. And you're like, oh my God, this guy is. I'm not sure if he's joking or not.
Right.
Like, yeah, you probably were like, I don't know if he's making fun of me. And
Yeah.
no, I was just trying to get your attention.
And then later we went on like a, and this was college, so we went on a field trip.
It was a school. Tr it was a trip sponsored by the school
Yeah, but it was like for a few days we
to
went to Canada. I
Canada.
guess it was probably like a week. But
Yeah. It was a week all said and.
basically I went to the bar, the same bar that he was at. I went with my friend. I had a few drinks and then I just like threw myself at him.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to do any work. He just had to be there.
Well, that's not 100% true because I knew you had that boyfriend.
Well, sure, but I
And,
was like,
like. I won't say what his name is, but you know who it is. My best friend at the time, we went to. He was like, I don't know if she's gonna leave this guy for you. What makes you think she won't leave you for somebody else?
which is fair. I mean,
Yeah, I
but
suppose. He ended up being one of my best men at the wedding. At the
yeah.
wedding.
I don't know, I just really liked you and that guy, that boyfriend was so lame,
We
so
had to dump him at a Star Trek convention.
yeah. Oh God. Yeah. So anyway, that's how we met. I just looked at him and picked him, basically.
That's right.
You know what?
Especially.
Honestly, I feel like probably I don't do that very much
You don't.
because
Sometimes you do, though, and it's always a nice surprise when you do.
I think I don't do it very much because you're always worked up already. Like I don't have to do anything.
That's true. Usually I'm the one that like walks in the room and pulls my pants down and I show
Yeah.
her my dick. That's how that usually goes.
I do
Although,
once in a while try to like show you my tits at an inappropriate moment
oh,
or
it
stuff
was,
like
yes,
that.
you did that the other week. It was great. I was talking to my dad. He couldn't see you, and like right behind him, you were just like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, yes. I mean, I can't say that it was particularly, I didn't get hard or anything, but I was like, God damn it, that was great. I was just happy that
Was
it
just
happened.
doing a filthy thing,
Yeah,
so
I was just happy that it happened.
yeah.
So somebody asked, what made you want to get drawn like this? But I asked you. We kind of covered that. Lord Tristam from Fur Affinity, one of the many places I have an account, asked, what was your reaction when you found out about your husband's interesting career? I mean, basically me drawing shit. So this would be before I drew you, because you knew about that years before.
Man, that's a good question.
Not sure if I remember even.
Well, I think what happened was, you would show me stuff that you were working on that was, like more like PG rated kind of stuff. So like cute drawing of Harley Quinn or stuff like that. It was like sexy, but it wasn't pornographic.
It wasn't lewd.
Yes, it wasn't lewd. So I think like I responded positively to that stuff. And then I guess at some point you felt more comfortable, or maybe you just couldn't escape it because our house was small. But
No, I think it was definitely, it was a gradual thing.
yeah.
I just showed you slowly over time. I've been drawing like porn since I was, I don't know, 13 or something like that. Like you do when you can draw and you're a teenager with no with that's sexually frustrated.
But yeah, so I know I guess like you would just show me stuff and I never recoiled in horror because it was cute and sexy. You just kept showing me more stuff.
That's how you corrupt girls, guys. You do it slowly over time. Like 100%, that's how you do it. You can't just, if I came out with the out of the gate like I'm a weird pervert, like it wasn't gonna work.
I was so focused on our conversation, I wasn't looking at the drawing. It's coming out so cute.
Thank you.
Oh, look, you gave me little thigh highs.
Yes.
Awesome.
And you can see your puss right there.
Yep, there it is.
Toon Alley matches her voice perfectly.
Thank you. Let me
Yes.
take that as a
Listen,
compliment.
guys. This is not exactly what she looks like, because A, it's a cartoon, right? I tried to like get her personality in.
You really captured my spirit there.
Yes. I mean, this isn't exactly what she looks like. It's definitely her fucking spirit animal, like.
My little retard avatar.
Yeah, there she is. Duh. This one is from Ink Buddy. Buddy. Ink Bunny. Oh, well, you know what? Answer Pony Tony's green bean question first.
Pony Tony, I don't know why you're asking me about green beans, but I actually fucking love French cut green beans. They are definitely my favorite.
Yes, we're a big green bean eating household, so like that's definitely like that's a star vegetable, I'd
Like
say.
every
Like,
week, like a couple times a week, even sometimes. Like,
yeah.
yes, I'll destroy a green bean. I also like steaming like fresh ones and then cooking with some butter and garlic. But like if it's just out of a can, yeah, French cut.
Listen, that's not what happens here. There's no gases that come out of my wife.
I'll have you know, I do not produce gases in my body in any capacity.
Yeah, that's not something that happens.
Yeah.
If anyone tells you otherwise, they're lying to you. Just so you know, guys. Like, this just doesn't
That's
happen.
correct.
Allie doesn't produce gases.
No.
Though this is from Norin. He said, is it scary going so hardcore with naughty language? Do you ever need a safe word just for words?
No, I don't think so. I guess 'cause I because I love and trust you so much, and we talk about this stuff like outside of sexual encounters, like I don't think you've ever said something in the heat of the moment that actually hurt me or made me feel bad.
Yes. We talk about stuff all the time.
And also, I like it,
Right.
so.
Yeah, and I wouldn't continue to do anything that you were like, I don't like this.
Oh
Because
yeah, I mean,
There
It
have
happened a
been.
couple times, I guess, where I was like, you know what? I didn't really like that. And then you said, okay, and that was it.
Oh yeah, because I used to spit on you, and
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't
Yeah.
really do that anymore.
Yeah. So there you go.
We did that for maybe like a month, maybe 2 months, and it was
Yeah.
fun, but I guess
Well,
you
you know,
really hated
well, you
it.
know, at first I was like, okay, this is different. Let's check it out. You know, I liked how degrading it was. Honestly, I don't like having it spit on my face.
Right.
Like, I didn't like the way it felt. It's probably part of my weird, messed up brain. I don't like it. So.
Maybe it's worth trying it one more time.
So,
No, I'm just saying, when was the last time we did that?
And years.
Yeah.
No, I think I know I don't like it.
All right,
Maybe
all
you
right,
could
all right.
spit not on my face.
All right. That's a good
Like you,
compromise too.
yeah. So like you do it, spit on my body or the top of my head. I don't know. That would be okay. Because I also don't like to have my face like licked or like just be wet.
But you like cum on your face.
That's true, but I get
It's
to
dip.
wipe it off right away.
Nope, it's gotta stay there.
Okay. Well, it's still different.
I know it's different. But yeah, that was something where there's definitely never been anything with words, I'd say, that was
Yeah.
that, and we just talked about it afterwards. I
Yeah.
don't think we've ever even like come up with a safe word.
No, I don't think so. Oh, I look so cute.
You do. You look like a cute slut. Cute,
Yay.
retarded
Yay.
slut. Hey. Where's the part where we start breeding? I don't know.
No, we've never done anything like that, and that does not appeal to me. That does sound scary.
I've choked you.
I guess that's true, but not, but like in a comfortable way. I don't know. Like I didn't think you were actually going to cut off my oxygen.
Right.
Like it's one thing if you put your hand on my neck and squeeze, and it's another thing to actually try to choke me.
Right. I've never
So.
put a plastic bag on your head or anything
Yeah,
crazy
yeah.
like that. And I don't think I'd be particularly interested in it because I would just be too, oh my God, I might hurt her.
Yeah, just more of like a neck grab, you know.
Like I like the idea of degrading you and like hurting you a little bit,
Right,
but
me
there's
too.
definitely a limit. That limit gets broken a lot when I draw because the thought of
Sure.
it is great, but the practice of it
It's scary.
is, yeah, it's scary. I don't trust myself enough to know. Like I'd have to like go to fucking BDSM school, like get trained up. I mean, I think that's a thing,
Sounds
right?
reasonable.
Like I'm pretty sure you can get training for that stuff. So yes, that was more what Nolden was talking about anyhow.
Well, there
So
you go.
there you go. Yes, we have done that stuff. All right, let's go for a crazy question that I know the answer to, but I'll ask it anyways, because I don't know, it might be fun. This is from Pixiv, and it's from Nicholas, that's spelled very cleverly. Good job, buddy. He asks, would she ever like to be fucked by a dog? What was that?
I said, ew.
Okay.
No.
See? I knew the answer to this question, but I thought it would be fun to ask.
No, that's a no. That's a
Yeah.
no.
What about like the idea of it? Not actually doing it,
Oh.
but like a drawing or anything like that.
No, that doesn't really appeal to me.
Okay.
I mean, it would be sort of funny.
Right.
Funny in like an icky way that I'm not, I don't know. I don't think I would necessarily enjoy that artwork either.
Okay. I was just curious because I have
Sure.
drawn stuff like that before. I don't
Sure.
think I've ever shown any of it to you. Maybe you've seen it and I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But yeah, I've definitely drawn stuff like that before. And to me, the idea of it is kind of like hot, but
I
like,
get it, like just because it's degrading and disgusting.
yeah. But, am I gonna go out and like, even if you were like, yes, I want to do this, I'd be like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to, like, how would I even make that happen? I don't know how I would make that happen.
Right. We certainly do a lot of age play anyway, so like I don't feel too weird about the younger characters 'cause you know, it's just part of the fantasies that to me anyway.
You definitely have like a fantasy age limit for you personally.
I do. I definitely do.
But yes, otherwise she's cool with it. Like, so she's got pretty big titties, guys, so like can only go so young. Answer that question. I'm gonna even read
I'm
it because
looking.
just so everyone knows.
Okay.
All right, in the more humorous side of things, when is the most inconvenient time that MC has given you a pinch or a sudden swat on the ass or similar?
Every time I'm on the phone trying to talk to my mom or trying to be in a meeting at work.
And it's like, you guys don't understand it. It's like every time I'm in the room and she happens to be doing one
Yes.
of those things, like I'm ready. Like I'm just like, it's just time to strike.
I was trying to talk to my mom about something kind of important, and I've got my mom on the phone, but he's like comes into my office and he's just going to town on himself, just flinging that dick around, and he's like cracking up because he knows it's distracting me, flapping it in my face, and I'm trying to talk to my mom. So probably that, but every day.
It literally happens every day. That's
Or like, I'm maybe, I'm in the kitchen and, his parents are in the other room, or maybe I'm on the phone or something, and he just walks by me and slaps my ass as hard as it feels like as hard as he fucking can, but probably you could do it harder.
it's not. It
But
never
it feels so hard and it's a loud slap, and then I scream because I'm easily startled like a baby deer. So, that happens a lot.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Oh, guiding passion on the other chat window says, just so you can hear this, and thank you for saying this, guiding passion. It is truly interesting seeing how good your relationship is, given how messed up supposedly more normal couples' relationships tend to be these days.
Actually, I think about that a lot. I don't know. You were just telling me, like, he went to hang out with some of his bros in real life, and, like, they were kind of talking about their wives and kids in, like, a really bummery way.
Yeah,
Right?
it happens frequently, and I'm just like, why are you guys married? I wouldn't want to have married anyone that wasn't my best friend. Like, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't have married you. I don't know if that makes
Yes. No,
sense.
that's exact. I feel the exact same way. Like, if I didn't want to spend time with you and like share things, I don't know,
Do shit
just
like
have
this,
fun.
do
Yeah.
stupid things like this.
Yeah. Then I wouldn't have dated you or married you.
Yeah.
Nolden, I do occasionally take revenge, but usually it's not worth it, because he'll just come and get me back worse later.
Never is. It's never
But
worth it.
occasionally, like, there's an opportunity and I have to take it, obviously.
Yes.
And I pay for it, but it's worth it.
It's totally worth it every
Yeah.
single time.
Yeah. Okay, you can I tell them? Do you care? Or are you asking me a preference, or are you asking me about monkey cheese?
Sorry. You don't ever listen. You don't ever
What?
call me Monkey Cheese, so it's
Well,
fine for me to. It's
I don't know if
not.
they know your name, so.
Some of them do. I mean, because
Okay.
they commission me. Like, you can call me my. I don't care that much. You can use my first name.
Okay. Oh, look, Gremloblin is here.
Yes, Gremloblin, you made it, buddy. But you can tell them. I don't care. I think some of them know. I think I've told some of them already.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm probably going to keep calling you Monkey Cheese because it's hilarious to say Monkey Cheese.
It is. Don't know if I would have, if I was starting to do this right now, I don't know if I would have chosen the name Monkey Cheese, because it's like, I'm trying to draw this cartoon sex stuff, and it's just like, yeah, his name is Monkey Cheese. It's just like, yeah. I would have done a lot of things differently, but whatever. Anyways, dicks. Are you going to answer Jono's question?
Well, I'm looking for details.
Oh,
Do
Jono,
they want
do you want to know
do you
if.
want
Yeah.
you want to know about Monkey Cheese's disposition? Is that what you were asking? Okay. I mean, I don't have a preference. He is uncut. Actually, I guess uncut is probably better because it's just what it's supposed to be like, right?
It's the way God intended it to be.
Yeah.
Guiding passion. You're correct. It's not the weirdest name out on the internet, but it's sounds pretty stupid when juxtaposed with the stuff that I draw. Yes, Pony Tony, all natural. That's me. All natural.
Wife.
Wait, what was that?
Graham said he and his wife were listening to it, us in the car.
Oh, yes. And she is the one that I have. She's the other wife person that I've drawn.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you draw do a drawing of both of us?
More than once, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I think 3 times now. Graham would probably know better than me because he just knows. Dude, I don't know what sort of like superpower he has, but like anytime I start drawing and like I'm at like the sketch stage or there's just shapes, he's like, "Oh, it's this character." And I'm like, "The fuck did you know?" He almost always gets it right. Almost always.
He's a monkey cheese savant.
He is a monkey cheese savant. I don't understand. The only times I stump him is when I'm drawing something that he's never seen before. Like, I'm drawing someone's character that I've never drawn before, and he's like, "Oh, that's Molly." And I'm like, "Well, just kind of the same body shape. It's not actually her."
But this has been fun, guys. Thanks.
Yes. Grandma Loveland's back, so I'll. He could just. Well, I don't know if, how much control he has over his phone right now since he's in the car. But he asked a bunch of questions, and I felt it was only right that I get to some of his. We'll do them quick. Who is your favorite Sanrio character, and why do you like them the best?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I think it's Hello Kitty. Just because, I don't know, she's the OG and like her weird little white face is just so appealing. I don't know. But I also really like My Melody, the little bunny with the hood. So, because I don't know, I really like My Melody because rabbits are really cute. And I had an awesome, janky My Melody alarm clock when I was in high school.
I'm going to try and do these in the order of the least complex to the most complex. Namby Pam. Namby
Oh, yes,
Pamby.
of course, cinnamon roll.
Wait, Cinnamon Roll's a horse?
No, it's like a little, I don't even know what animal it is. It's really cute though. Maybe it's a bunny too. I don't know. It's got long ears.
Okay, probably a rabbit then.
Yeah.
He also asked, sent me this question earlier, also from Grem Lowlin. You guys can all get preference on questions when you spend as much money as Grem has on me. He asked, "What kind of things do you collect?"
Bullshit. I've been trying not to collect so much crap because I do tend to accumulate junk. But I really like toys, like cartoon figurines. Like it's a constant struggle to not buy Funko Pops, but I do a really good job of not buying them. But
Yeah, thank God.
yes, I love a good like Sailor Moon figurine. Rement makes like gorgeous little Pokemon. I love those. I like art that, like really colorful art that I can hang up. Art supplies. I definitely collect art supplies.
Oh yeah, there's so many. I found
Yeah.
another like bin in the basement that just said art supplies on it.
Oh, I bet you did.
And I was just, I looked in and I was like, some of this is art supplies.
And I like to collect costumes, like cosplay stuff, and also costumes like sexy goof around clothing.
I didn't really think about that, but I guess you do kind of collect that stuff
I
now.
really do. It's another constant struggle to just like not be on shine buying crop tops every day.
Yes, I mean, I know it's
But
difficult.
I don't do it. I restrain myself. And I like little costumey jewelry things and stuff like that too.
And that actually pivots great into his next question. What's your favorite hobby? Kind of went over this earlier.
I really like to do art projects, like just varying ones, whatever my like spazzy little brain latches onto at the moment. Right now I'm working on a crochet blanket, but sometimes I make needle felt sea monsters, or I use my 3D pen to make dragons and mermaids. But I also really like video games. I love my Nintendo Switch. Like I'll play a lot of Pokemon or Zelda. I'm very excited for the new Zelda. Which I'll probably play three quarters of it and then quit like I did with the last one, but it'll still be really fun.
That's okay. You have fun with it however you want.
I'm going to.
This is the last question that Graham asked, and this could probably take us the rest of the till 10 o'clock. Which fictional characters would you like or want to cosplay as?
Okay. Well, definitely Sailor Jupiter, number one.
And you've done that already, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You've
And
done
I
that
would love.
once. That was a long time ago, but you did it.
Yes, I'd love to do it again, like with a really, really nice costume. Honestly, I'd really love to make the pink ball gown that Ariel wears in The Little Mermaid. Like most of it is like A lot of like my decisions for like what cosplay would I want to do is what dress do I want to have? I don't know, I'm having a hard time thinking of stuff even though I know there's tons. Oh, I would really like to dress up as Giselle from the first Enchanted movie, the blue dress that she makes from the curtains. I would love to do that. I don't know why I can't think of any. I'm on the spot. Sorry. I love cosplay. That's another one of my dumb hobbies is bashing together costumes out of like piles of weird stuff.
Yes,
So.
we've done a lot over the years. Just like off the top of my head, you went as Princess Peach. You've done a Combi costume. We went as Annie and Tibbers to something.
The
League
PAX,
to
PAX
PAX,
East.
yeah.
And Teddy from
Oh yeah.
Persona.
Yeah, we both wore that costume. Yes, we've done
Yeah.
Teddy. She does all the work though, guys. I just like wear the costumes and be an idiot. I help, but really, it's her.
Yeah, Graham, I definitely cosplay. I definitely had a huge phase of crocheting Pokemon, so that's very cool.
Oh
And
yeah,
I would.
you did go through that phase. I remember.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
I
I
think
mean,
there's
it's.
still some
I
of those
mean,
in the basement somewhere.
yeah, we still lose. There's a couple kicking around. But yes, you should draw me as a lewd Sailor Jupiter.
I may get to that one day.
All right.
Here's just a quick dumb one from
Yeah,
DeviantArt.
one or two more,
Yeah,
so.
Gloglablin. That's their screen name. Like I said, it's from. What's your favorite movie?
Guys, that's a whole can of worms.
It sure is.
I love movies, so like I could maybe give a top 10. That's like the least I could whittle it down. Well, I guess if I really had to pick one, it's Jaws, but it's hard to pick one. Like, I'm like
If someone
that.
asked me that question, like what your favorite movie was, that's what I would say.
Okay, yeah, I do think it's Jaws. I love all that 80s crap. I know Jaws isn't from the 80s, but
It gets
like
lumped in.
Goonies, Back to the Future, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, like that stuff is like in my veins. So
Roadhouse.
those are, yes. Oh God, I just watched Roadhouse the other day. That movie is fucking insane. It's so good. It's so stupid. Like I forgot how it ended too. Like it's so dumb.
But
It's
awesome.
great. Yeah, it's absolutely awesome.
Here's another one from Pixiv. This is from Mark, and he asks, do you pose slash model for me when I draw pictures of you?
At least I don't think so, right? I haven't ever intentionally been like, draw me like one of your cartoon sluts. So,
Yeah, that's accurate. That's never
yeah.
happened.
Yeah. I think you probably just have a pretty good idea of what I look like already, so.
Well, I've kind of designed the character and done that, but it is nice to have real references sometimes.
Sure. I mean,
And you
you
know what?
know,
Now that I'm thinking about it, I
I
think I.
will.
What?
I was gonna say, I will do that if you want me to, but it just doesn't seem like you've needed it.
No, I will say, I think I have based one or two drawings off of pictures I've taken of you.
Okay.
And yes, I do have lewd pictures of her. And no, you guys can't see them, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Not yet. Don't worry, guys. I'm
Yeah,
working on it.
he's probably gonna wear me down eventually.
Yeah. I the other I guess it was like a month ago or so, I was like, I'm gonna post I said this to her as like a joke. I'm gonna post pictures of you on the internet, like lewd ones. And she was like, I guess if you blur my face out, or that was your response, was something like
Yeah,
that. You were like, all those other
so.
bitches are nude on the internet, why can't I be?
It's true. That's all the internet is, right? Nude bitches and racist websites. That's the whole internet, right?
Yeah, sure. Let's say that's what it is. So don't worry, guys. I'm working on it one day. But for now, no.
Oh, you know what, guys? I do think I have to get going. But actually, this was fun. I was really, really nervous. So I hope you enjoyed this even a little bit.
I
Well,
enjoyed the fuck out of it. So you know what? If they didn't
okay.
enjoy it, fuck them.
All
I
right,
had a
great.
great time. Like, I hope we do this again at some point.
Okay, well,
Because that
yeah.
was fun to draw and whatever. I fucking like talking to you, so.
You know what? Maybe if we do this in like a couple months, I'll even like have a shot first and I'll be even funnier, I promise. So.
That's right. My wife gets funnier when she's drunk. Who
Oh,
knows?
who
Maybe
doesn't?
she'll just throw on a British accent for you guys. I don't know. She might.
Oh, I don't think I'm gonna get that
Yeah, you
drunk.
might, though.
Well, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
I make no promises. But anyway, yeah, thanks for the questions. So yes, I do have to go, but I guess maybe I'll see y'all sometime in the future.
Yes, you will.
All
All
right.
right.
I'm gonna close up my computer now. Bye, gang.